Well, since September 11th has come to be known as a day of service, we thought this was the perfect time to introduce you to a group of young people who have kind of taken that mission to heart. They are leading an effort to serve those in need within the community in multiple ways through a new organization they have launched called Findlay Fresh Start. And one of the founders of that organization is Hank Walters, who is with us in the studio this morning. This is a group of five individuals, you and four others, that launched this, you were saying, over the summer, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Kind of give us the background on this and how it came to be.
Of course. So I was a member of Hancock Youth Leadership, and during the program, it was brought up that we could apply to a nationwide program that's called Carnegie Young Leaders, and it just encourages young adults to go out in the community and find new ways to serve and volunteer. And I thought it was really interesting because I've been looking for an opportunity like this for a while, because we don't see something typically like this from a rural school like Corey or Austin. So I asked some other buddies from HYL and from my school, three go to Corey or Austin as well, Jason Davis, Carson Reese, and Jalen Patterson. And the fifth member is Rihanna Kapp, who goes to Findlay. And we worked hard for a couple months assembling kind of like a project outline for a year that would align with the program. But unfortunately, we did not get into the program. It was very selective.
Yeah.
But we all predetermined before that.
But that seed was planted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We were set with our mission that we wanted to accomplish this, regardless if it was through the program or not.
Yeah.
So
I want to read a little bit from the mission statement that you have on the website. At Findlay Fresh Start, our mission is to educate and empower the Findlay community by promoting core life skills such as financial literacy, home maintenance, and civic engagement. Through our work, we aim to inspire individuals of all ages to take initiative, grow in confidence, and contribute meaningfully to our community. That is a big lift. That is a bold mission. Talk about how you aim to do that.
Yeah, so as we were preparing for the original program, we had lots of meetings with other organizations here that help unhoused individuals and low-income individuals, such as Hope House, City Mission, and Habitat for Humanity. And one thing that was really brought up that I think inspired me was something that keeps these individuals in a kind of a cycle of homelessness is not being a lack of a lack of education on some of these essential life skills that would help them break that cycle. So we wanted to make our goal to kind of help teach these skills that might not always be brought up. Like, for example, the home maintenance. For a new homeowner, it can be intimidating. So,
for an old homeowner too, by the way. I didn't mention that, but yeah.
And so we wanted to outline some tasks that might not be commonly known to help make that less intimidating. Same with the financial literacy. Budgeting, that can be very difficult. Same thing with understanding of where your income needs to be going to maximize it. That can be a hard concept. So that was our goal of what we wanted to try to teach these individuals, as well as inspire other high school students in the area to take on an initiative just like this. Because same thing, like I said, with how a home maintenance task can be intimidating for new homeowners, doing something like this can be very intimidating for a high school student.
I would imagine. Yeah.
But I would do want to tell people it is a lot less intimidating than they should think. And our goal with this is to encourage the other students around this area, or just any rural area or urban area, to go out and do something to volunteer in their community.
So since this is a project or an effort that has only been in existence for a relatively few months to this point, how much of it has been fleshed out in terms of how you will be able to do what you want to do? I mean, you talk about these big goals, and they're all admirable goals, but how much of that has actually been fleshed out so you know how you accomplish those goals?
Yeah, so right now we're actually working on hygiene kits that we're going to be distributing through the organizations I listed earlier, City Mission, Hope House, and Habitat for Humanity. And in those hygiene kits, they're simple toiletry items, just shampoo, body wash, toothpaste, that kind of stuff. But we include a magazine we've created that has the home maintenance and financial literacy task or guide. And it just kind of outlines those important skills. And that's, I think, a good starting point for us to teach those skills and to promote those life skills to these individuals. At one point, I would possibly like to start doing workshops, possibly at these organizations to really get more direct with them. But that's one way, at least right now, we're putting it into action. Actually, just last week, we delivered our first round of kits to the Hope House, delivered 20 kits. And tonight, we're actually going to deliver 25 to City Mission.
That's got to be a tremendous, give you a tremendous feeling of accomplishment.
Yeah, it definitely does, because I'm a person that likes to stay on task, like get tangible things done. Mm-hmm. So this summer, I've been like chomping at the bit to actually see some of this stuff getting put into action. So now that we're actually completing these projects and starting to do them more is definitely very refreshing.
Are you still in the big ideas stage where you're looking at, you know, you talk about some of the things that you would like to do ultimately, eventually. You're still in the stage of creating some of those ideas that we could do this or we could do that to help further this mission?
Partly. We actually, well, that's one thing I think we've done a great job of since the beginning. Mm-hmm. We knew what we wanted to do and what it would take to accomplish it.
Yeah.
So I think our hygiene kits will definitely be like our main niche throughout this organization.
Okay.
But actually in the spring, we also have another project we're planning, and that's to build garden boxes at Hope House and possibly some of the homes Habitat for Humanity builds. So again, that's another way of just promoting our like essential life skills and healthy habits by showing them like the importance of what you're putting in your body, fresh produce, and how you could possibly get that at a cheaper cost by maintaining your own garden.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much our two main projects we've discussed. I know also through the hygiene kits, I forgot to mention earlier, we do offer a service where we'll meet one-on-one with individuals to help them register to vote if they're unregistered, because that can be a very intimidating task for some, because if you don't have certain identification or you're not sure about an address, we want to be with them to help them through the process however they need it.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of our main three goals, I guess, throughout the organization.
What has been the reaction? Again, you talked about going to these various entities and agencies who have a hand in this already and saying, how can we help? How can we take this to the next level? What can we do to benefit? What's been the reaction that you've received?
Everyone.
Because it's not every day that young people will, you know, take on a task like this.
Yeah. Everyone has honestly a little shocked or amazed and then super helpful. Yeah. I've been astonished, truthfully, because I knew people would, you know, be willing to come out and give their support, but the amount of guidance I've received from these organizations and from each organization I meet with, they all teach me something new. It's been truly amazing just seeing how willing people are to support an initiative like that. And that's truthfully how we've been able to come so far. Because without the guidance we've received from the organizations we worked with and the support we've seen from businesses or other local groups, we would not be where we're at right now.
And to be clear, you're still in school?
Yes.
So when do you find the time to do all of this?
Well, I make time, I guess.
Yeah.
Thankfully, my principal is very supportive of this, willing to give me time as well. I know there's a couple today right now
to be here for example.
And I know there's some upcoming presentations we'll be presenting at, for, and she's giving us an excuse from school, so that's been a huge help. And really outside of school, it's just we're all motivated to doing it.
As we mentioned, this is five students that that started this. Is it still basically just the five of you who or are you bringing more people on online, if you will?
Mm-hmm. So on our board, there is five people, but we're actually right now, one big thing I'm focusing on is training people to fill in these shoes, like our positions when we're off in college or, you know, starting to work next year.
Yeah.
Because I know a couple of us probably will be moving away for college.
Because I was going to say, what happens, you know, in the years to come? Because obviously you have a long and, I'm thinking, bright future ahead. And it may or may not be possible to continue this at this level. But this is something you want to make sure continues.
Yes, absolutely. And so right now we're just having some like sophomores or juniors or actually even current HYL students starting to come to our meetings so they can learn what we've been learning over the last few months. So that time when it comes to whatever, next September, they're prepared to start fulfilling these projects. And I still want to be there to provide my guidance either through Zoom or a call, something like that.
Yeah.
But that's one thing I definitely want to focus on right now is getting those members engaged so they're prepared for it.
Is this something that has given you thought as to what you want to do career-wise? I mean, has this had an impact on what you're looking at in terms of your future?
Yeah, it definitely has. I've always loved like finance, just budgeting numbers. So that's always piqued my interest. But now actually looking at it through a lens of how I could use it as service has been eye-opening. That's definitely something I want to pursue. I know there's a lot of programs that are social management programs or positive impact, like investing, something like that. That's definitely had a huge impact on what I want to pursue career-wise.
Yeah. Again, Hank Walters is with us, one of five founders of the organization called Findlay Fresh Start, and they have a website. Folks can get involved. There's more information on the website about what it is that you do and how folks can get involved, right?
Yeah, it kind of just explains about who we are, our mission. It goes in more depth about our current projects and upcoming projects I've stated. And it also has their donation page that people can access through that.
Terrific. We've got it linked up at our webpage at goodmornings.net. Encourage you to check it out. And certainly best of luck. Congratulations on launching. I know it's a big thing to even get it launched, get it off the ground. So congratulations on that. And we wish you all the success in the future. Hank, thanks very much.
Yep, I really appreciate it.